Welcome to the HSD podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, I'm joined by Jennifer Lamb, RN, MBA, and Mock Surveyor for Life Care Services. And we are talking about the new FTAG numbering system and the regulations contained in each of these FTAGs. Our goal is to help our listeners understand each of the new FTAGs now that the state surveyors are using them for the survey process. Specifically today, we are going to be talking about FTAG 606, and that is to not employ or engage staff with adverse actions. So Jennifer, welcome again, and let's talk about FTAG 606.
I think that sounds like a great idea, Laura. Thank you for having me again.
Certainly. So before we jump in, why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners real quick what they can expect from this series that we're doing on these new FTAGs?
Okay, absolutely. Well, we have been and we are continuing our coverage of one FTAG per podcast that's contained under the 49 tags identified as your substandard quality of care tags. And substandard quality of care is defined by CMS as having more than one deficiency related to participation requirements under resident behavior and facility practices, quality of life and quality of care that constitute either immediate jeopardy to resident health and safety, a pattern of or widespread actual harm that is not immediate jeopardy, or a widespread potential for more than minimal harm but less than immediate jeopardy with no actual harm. And as you said, we are using the State Operations Manual, the new one, the Appendix PP, Guidance to Surveyors for Long-Term Care Facilities. And we use the most recent that became effective on November 28th, 2017. And this is the exact same SOM that the surveyors are using. And as we always do, we advise you to download and follow along to get the most complete information.
So diving right in, FTAG 606 discusses the responsibility of our communities in hiring staff that have not had any adverse actions against them. Before the changes to the FTAGs and the SOM, F606 was actually known as F225. Not much has changed between the two tags, as both contain a lot of information. But F606 streamlined the content to speak primarily to the employment of staff with adverse actions and removed the content that dealt with reporting. Reporting now has its own tag, and we'll discuss that later in another podcast. So Jennifer, let's talk about the definition of specifically 606 for our listeners.
Certainly, Laura. F606 says that the facility must not employ or otherwise engage individuals who have been found guilty of abuse, neglect, exploitation, misappropriation of property, or mistreatment by a court of law. They must have not had a finding entered into the state nurse aid registry concerning abuse, neglect, exploitation, mistreatment of residents, or misappropriation of their property. The individual must not have had a disciplinary action in effect against his or her professional license by a state license body as a result of those findings, as well as abuse, neglect, exploitation, mistreatment, and misappropriation. The facility must report to the state nurse aid registry or licensing authorities any knowledge that it has of actions by a court of law against an employee, which would indicate unfitness for service as a nurse aide or any other facility staff.
So, Jennifer, the intent of F606 is that the facility must be aware of any types of adverse actions as potentially a new employee may have had prior to the hiring. And if they become aware, they have to report any findings to the state nurse aid registry or the licensing authorities.
Exactly, Laura. It is the responsibility of the facility to know who they are hiring to provide care to our residents and to protect our residents.
So now, Jennifer, who does CMS consider to be staff under this type of a regulation?
Well, according to the SOM, staff would be considered, of course, any employees, but also the medical director, consultants, like me even, contractors and volunteers. For the purpose of this regulation, staff might also include caregivers, students in the nurse aid training program, or students from an academic institution that are there doing some work.
Well, explain to our listeners why someone who's applying for a non-clinical position, such as dietary, housekeeping, or maintenance, might need to be screened as thoroughly as a nurse aide or nurse.
Well, first, facilities need to be vigilant in the screening of new employees. Not only should they check the state nurse aide registry for names that may appear related to abuse and neglect, but also do thorough criminal background checks and reference checks. The reason is that a former nurse aide who may have been found guilty of abuse or neglect and is on the register may then try to gain employment in a different role, such as in maintenance or housekeeping or dietary. And just because a person isn't going into a clinical area of the health center, it does not mean they shouldn't be subjected to the same checks as clinical staff. Some states may have laws prohibiting some from gaining employment if they have been convicted of certain crimes, such as child abuse, sexual assault, theft, or assault with a deadly weapon. Further, some facilities may have more stringent background requirements than what is required by state and federal law. So our number one concern is to always protect our residents.
Well, that's correct, because if it's determined that a facility employed or engaged an individual, either directly or, indirectly by contract, someone who's found guilty by a court of law of abuse or neglect or misappropriation of property or exploitation or mistreatment, or had a finding entered into the state nurse aid registry, or has had a disciplinary action in effect against that individual's professional license concerning abuse, neglect, mistreatment of a resident, the misappropriation of resident property, and findings of compliance, then the surveyor has to cite that FTAG 606.
That's correct. The key elements of the noncompliance that they're going to be looking for and in order to cite F606 include some of the following, and even just one of these can result in that tag. If the facility hired or engaged an individual who, unless the individual in question has appealed their disqualification from employment in a nursing home, and that appeal has been successful under the state or federal law, if they've been found guilty of abuse, neglect, exploitation, misappropriation of property, or mistreatment by a court of law, or have had the finding entered into the state nurse aid registry concerning abuse, neglect, exploitation, mistreatment, or misappropriation, or if they've had a disciplinary action in effect against the professional license for those things as well. If that's, something that has happened and the facility is aware and they've hired them anyway, that's noncompliance. Another area of noncompliance is if the facility failed to report to the state nurse aid registry or licensing authorities any knowledge of actions taken by a court of law that would indicate unfitness for a staff member of that nursing home.
Then the best course of action is to do a comprehensive criminal background check on all potential staff, as well as check each person against the state nurse aid registry, and to do complete background checks on potential employees.
Absolutely. And when surveyors do employee record reviews, that's what they're looking for. They want to know, did the facility do everything to make sure that the staff that is in place has been screened appropriately, and do we have the best people working with our residents? And they also check to make sure that those screenings were done prior to the first start date. So if you have somebody that's in there doing orientation and you haven't done the background checks or any of those screenings prior to the day that they started, you're out of compliance. You have to do those checks prior to them being offered employment.
That's key, Jennifer, that prior. We should underline that and put it in all caps. And I do know that all of our LCS communities do all of these things prior to placing anyone on staff, whether it's a clinical staff, a non-clinical staff, a student, or a volunteer.
That's absolutely true. When I go in and I check for those items in record reviews, as part of the mock survey, I find that our communities have been spot on with the screening. I'm always very pleased to see that those safety precautions are in place and that our communities follow our policies for hiring or placing staff.
Wonderful. That's really good to hear. So I would like to thank all of our listeners today for joining us as we are going through the new FTAGs and the added regulations for the final rule. I hope today's discussion was helpful for you as we dove into FTAG 606. And as we continue to explore all of the 49 substandard quality of care FTAGs. And Jennifer, I'd also like to thank you. And I'm really looking forward to our next discussion.
Thank you, Laura. I look forward to it as well. And the next time we get together, it'll be for F607. And that has to do with the development and implementation of those abuse, neglect, and so forth, all those policies.
Wonderful. I look forward to talking to you again. And thank you to our listeners. We'll see you next time.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.